let's head to the UK now, where the new MP for Makerfield, Andy Burnham, is sharpening his pitch to be the next Prime Minister. The former Mayor of Greater Manchester, who looks set to be elected unopposed as PM in just a matter of weeks, rallied his hometown faithful at a conference on Monday with a pitch to voters well beyond London.
We will bring about the biggest rebalancing of power our country has seen. It is time for Whitehall to accept that growth cannot be ordered from the top down. Instead, it can only be nurtured from the bottom up.
The new member for Makerfield, Andy Burnham there, and probably the next Prime Minister of the UK. Josh Halliday is the North of England editor at The Guardian. I spoke to him from Manchester a little earlier. You were in the room for Andy Burnham's speech in Manchester this week. Tell me, what was the atmosphere like?
I mean, it was buzzing, to be honest. I've not seen a Labour Party event that jubilant for a long, long time. The party has been in some turmoil and very miserable for the last couple of years, really. And Andy Burnham practically got carried in on people's shoulders. You know, the word that people have been using is hope. You know, it sort of it gave people some hope back about, you know, the future of the Labour Party, to be honest, because they've been facing potentially existential wipeout, you know, in the next general election in 2 or 3 years' time. You know, the way that he delivered it, the messages that he got across about devolving power outside Westminster, addressing some of the fundamental issues that people have with the way that the country's governed, you know.
And what's the reaction been like, particularly in Northern England, given he's had, as you point out, such a focus on devolution of powers and empowering communities at a more of a local level? So how's the response been from the local audience in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I spend practically all of my working life out in the north of England speaking to voters about how they feel about politics. And it's difficult to understate the level of cynicism and disillusionment among ordinary people. You know, they've been struggling with a cost of living crisis for the best part of 5 years. I mean, longer, to be honest. You can go back to the financial crash of 2007 and 8 to, you know, when real wages started to stagnate and people feel like they're, you know, they're working harder and they have less to show for it. And so, you know, a lot of people are really ready for a big change. And, you know, Andy Burnham's core message, which is about, you know, politics isn't working for ordinary people in all corners of the country. It really is the theme of the moment. And so it's been very well received. But like I said, the you know, the level of scepticism that people have out there is deeply entrenched. And so I think a lot of people are reserving judgment for now to see whether, you know, what he promises will actually come to fruition and how fast, because people are quite desperate for change.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Josh Halliday, the North of England editor at The Guardian, is my guest. Josh, so far, Andy Burnham's the only Labour MP to announce his intention to stand as Prime Minister to replace Sir Keir Starmer. So it looks like he will be the one to take over. What would the process look like if it remains that he doesn't have any other challenges?
So within less than 3 weeks, Andy Burnham will be Prime Minister without a contest. And it, you know, it looks increasingly likely that will happen. I think the feeling among, you know, the 400 or so Labour MPs in Parliament is that Andy Burnham is the only Labour figure in the entire country that could potentially avoid defeat to the right-wing populist party of Reform UK at the next general election. You know, it's quite a simple process from now. On the 16th of July, that's when nominations have to be in if there's going to be a challenger to Andy Burnham. It's looking like there won't be. So on that date, he'll be appointed the Labour leader. That's a Friday. And then on the Monday, he'll go see King Charles and in a, you know, very constitutional, ceremonial way, become the 7th Prime Minister of the UK in 10 years.
And what sort of leader would you expect him to be, having seen him as the mayor of Greater Manchester? You've had a sense of what he is like. Give us a sense of what Andy Burnham as Prime Minister would be like in the role.
I mean, there's so much that's unknown, because the role that he's had as mayor of Greater Manchester for the last 9 years is a completely different to running a country. So, you know, where he's had success in Greater Manchester has been on things like improving the transport network, sorting out the bus and tram systems, which were so dysfunctional and expensive, you know, which might not sound like a big deal, but, you know, have a real tangible impact on people's lives. You know, he's managed to be a convener. I think that's the word that he tries to use, you know, using his soft power to bring people from different political persuasions together around a table to get things done, to improve Greater Manchester. And in involving business in that as well is a big part of his sell. It'll be interesting to see how he can transpose what he calls Manchesterism to the whole of Great Britain. But there are so many unknowns, because we don't really know where he stands on foreign policy. It's never been part of his remit in you know, 25 years of him being in politics. So how will he deal with Donald Trump, for example? You know, where will he stand on the, you know, unfolding crises in the Middle East, Ukraine and Russia? These are all big unknowns at the minute. But, you know, it's a gamble that Labour MPs think, you know, they need to take, really. It's the last throw of the dice before the next general election.
And do you think there are any lessons to draw from the result of the Makerfield by-election that has seen Andy Burnham become an MP? Reform seems to have been marching forward with unending progress until this by-election, where we have seen Labour really get a large amount of the vote. How much of that is just Andy Burnham personally? Do you have a sense of whether or not this is Reform UK's momentum being crimped, or is this just a one-off exception that doesn't really tell us the bigger picture of what the public is feeling about Reform UK?
Yeah, you know, it's complicated. So, as you say, Reform UK have, you know, their progress has slowed in recent months. Their leader, Nigel Farage, has been dogged by a scandal about a £5 million donation from a cryptocurrency tycoon. And you know, a rival right-wing populist party has come and taken a share of its vote. And as you say, Makerfield was about Andy Burnham rather than Labour. You know, he was, you know, capitalising on his personal popularity. He's from just a mile outside that constituency. He's very well known, very well respected. The message, the vote for him, ironically, was a vote against Labour, even though he was standing as Labour's candidate. It was a vote against Keir Starmer because, you know, everybody knew that if Andy Burnham won that by-election, which he did handsomely, much better than anyone expected, that he would then take steps to remove Keir Starmer as Prime Minister. And obviously it was days after that by-election result that Keir Starmer did resign as Prime Minister. So it was a unique result.
Josh Halliday, thanks so much for talking us through it.
Thank you very much.